better.
Live,
uncensored,
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are on fire, and we do have Larry from Texas on the line with Gene. And I just posed that question because, Larry, I think you said that when it comes to loving our enemies, we're really talking about within the brotherhood of Christ, essentially. Was that your thought? Is that what you thought the Scripture says?
Yes, that's what I believe. I mean, and not just what I believe, that's what I have studied and various other issues when you get back to the original meanings of the Scriptures. And you tie back to the Strong's Concordance and that's what the Scriptures are talking about, is you're dealing with your racial kin, your Israelite brother, that's one of the 12 tribes of Israel, which is the Caucasian race.
All right, but what about loving, say, a personal enemy, again, we're speaking of, who is not within the fold? What do we do in that case?
As far as loving, well, I believe there's a certain degree. I mean, if they mean you personal harm, if they're going to threaten your life, then there's only so much that you can go as far as on a human personal experience. Yes, mm-hmm. I would say that you can only show love to a certain person if they're going to respect your life. But if they threaten your life, then you have the right to defend your life, and if need be, yes, deadly force may be issued if they threaten your life or your family. But the deal with the whole racial thing is, you know, if you go back, all Adamites, you know, you start with a base race of Adamites. Some Adamites became Hebrews, some Hebrews became Israelites, and so forth. So not everybody in the entire Caucasian race I would call my brother, because there are people out there that, they may look like me, but they have different genetics.
Okay.
Well,
now, Gene,
they're all
why don't
the white
you respond,
race.
Gene, Israel
people,
to that question?
Yeah. The Israel people came out of the white race. We're all the white races from Adam and Eve. However, I believe when Jesus said, love your enemies, he meant the people you know, and these could be people of another race even. Loving your enemies is your personal adversaries. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 36, he said, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Now, to me, that applies, of course, to any race. Blacks could have adversaries within their race. Orientals could have adversaries within their race. I don't think this principle just applies to Caucasian Israelites. But the word foes in Matthew chapter 10, verse 36, is the same Greek word that's translated enemies in Luke chapter 6 and verse 5. It means adversaries, your personal adversaries. Some of them could even hate you and want to kill you, but it could be just some people you don't like.
But the key word is love, though.
Larry, the key word is love. Love
Correct.
Is the fulfilling of the law. We should treat everybody according to God's laws. I don't care what race they are. We should treat them according to God's laws. They might not treat us according to God's laws, but we should treat them according to God's laws. That is what loving your personal adversary means, is to treat them according to God's laws. If my neighbor, who might be of another race, if he comes over and kills my cat or dog, I haven't got the right to go kill his cat or dog. And if, whether it's a Caucasian Israelite of my race or whether it's another race, I don't have the right to render evil for evil to another race even.
That was my point. Exactly.
And Christ did not say, though, to love his enemy. He didn't say love my enemies, and those are the people of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 9. We do not have to show any kind of human love for them or any humanistic love for them, but we still have to treat them according to God's laws. I've got to treat a nominal Jew or Catholic according to God's Elohim's laws.
Okay, if you had another question, just hang on briefly and we'll take that right after the break. Okay, Larry?
Sure.
All right, we shall return with more Uncensored Radio Free America right here at Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
We're back now. We're back. And one more quick question, Larry, for Gene Smith.
Okay. Well, I guess my question would be for Gene would be, when God poured out his spirit, who did he pour it out to? Did he pour it out to the white race only, or did he pour it out to the multiple races? Because it says in Genesis, when he did create Adam, he breathed the spirit. Basically, it says, the way I've read it is he breathed his life into the Adamic race. So when this is kind of a two-part question. When you blaspheme the Holy Spirit is basically that spirit that Yahweh breathed into the Adamite race. The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit would be if you race mix. Like if a white person breathes with a black person, that is a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, which means that it's a sin that cannot be undone, because once it's been done, you cannot undo that sin, which that is one of the when Yeshua says that is the sin that cannot be forgiven is because you've taken something and you've mixed it. And you cannot unmix that.
All right. Gene, do you want to answer that point?
Well, I have to disagree on that because God, the Father in Christ, he is God Elohim, not Yahweh, created the pre-Adamic people. And he created them first, of course, which I don't know what meaning that might have to anybody. But he created them first, and it says that his creation there was very good. And he did not create Adam and Eve any differently. He did not breathe in. He did not put his Holy Spirit into Adam and Eve. Eve cohabited with Satan the devil, produced Cain. I don't think she had any of God Elohim's spirit in her. Adam went along with that, and he sinned later because all of sin has come short of the glory of God. So Adam was just a mortal man, imperfect like we are. He had no God spirit within him originally, nor do we when we're born. We only get the spirit, which is the mind of Christ, in us when we become a godly person, a Christian in the new covenant, and just like the ancient Israelites under the old covenant. They were ungodly as can be coming out of Egypt. Look what they did. Built an idol and worshiped an idol, a young bull, which was the pagan Egyptian god Apis, representative of the sun god. And look, they murmured, they complained. God Elohim had to send punishment upon ancient Israel time and time again, eventually sending the house of Israel, the house of Judah, into the Assyrian captivity, and then later what was left of the house of Judah into the Babylonian captivity. He had to divorce Israel. These people did not have God spirit, and neither did Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were created by the same God that created the other races, except for the race of Cain, who came from Satan, the devil, and Eve. And we're all mortal. We all are flesh and blood. And we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, as the Bible says. And so I don't go along with this God's spirit being put into Adam, because Adam's actions and Eve's actions and the entire white race and the Israel people have shown that, you know, they're just as much of sinners as anybody else. So I am not a white supremacist, but I am a Christian supremacist. And
it does say in Genesis that Elohim, or however you call him, I call him
Elohim.
Yahweh.
The Hebrew word is Elohim.
Okay. It says that he breathed the breath of life into Adam,
that's
or
what
Adam.
It said.
Nostrils.
He didn't breathe the breath of life into the other races.
How do you know he didn't? He had to. They had to breathe. The word breath there just means the breath of life that we breathe right now. That's all it means. You cannot live without breathing, and neither could the other races. How could they have lived without having the breath of life? They could not have lived. They couldn't be alive today. Nobody can be alive today without the breath of life.
The breath of life is the spirit.
The breath of life is the air you breathe. It's nothing spiritual. It's not God's spirit. You can only get God the Father and Christ Jesus' spirit or mind by obeying the laws, the commandments and statutes of Exodus and Deuteronomy and the teachings of Christ Jesus, by being a Christian in the new covenant. That's the only way that you can have the spirit of Christ Jesus and God the Father in you, which is the mind, their life in you. That's the only way you can.
Why does it say in Genesis that when he breathed the breath of life, it was only for the Adamites? It doesn't say the other races.
Well, because the breath of life is just the air that you breathe, like when a baby is born and they spank that little baby on the butt. They want that baby to start breathing, the breath of life. Without that, the baby dies. That's all it is. It's the air that you breathe. It's nothing mystical, ethereal, spiritual. It is the breath that we breathe, which all people have to have in order to live.
All right.
And,
hey,
of course,
Larry,
God Elohim had to do that
for the call, Larry.
People.
Right.
Okay.
We just have to move along. Thank you. 1-800-313-9443 is our number here for Gene Smith. And let me take Mike in New York, who's been patiently waiting. Hello, Mike. You're on next.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, both of you gentlemen. And, I want to ask Gene, beginning of Abraham, the firstborn was, the boys were circumcised. Why was that?
Well, the Abrahamic covenant said that all of Abraham's seed had to be circumcised. And that was the way that you knew that you were a child of Abraham. And so that's the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis. And of course the Caucasian people have lived by that covenant unknowingly, even as Israelites, not even knowing they're Israelites. They have lived by that covenant by being circumcised. Just about all of the white race has been circumcised in the Caucasian people, the people of Europe, Scandinavia, Britain, North America. It's just kind of a It's just kind of a tradition that we're circumcised. And now other races can be circumcised too, but it's really a trait, a racial trait of the Caucasian people in the white race. And that covenant is in Genesis chapter 17.
Yes, I know, but it's something else, because the Jews still doing today, right?
Well, the nominal Jews have taken our identity. They have committed the world's greatest identity theft. And so they have practiced circumcision to make people think they're Israel. They're a real race, though, which comes from Cain, which is through the ancient Hittites, and the Mongolians and the Khazars. They never practiced circumcision. This has only been a modern-day trait of nominal Jews to make people think they're Israelites when they're not. And their history has not been one of circumcision at all.
And one more thing. I heard a lot of people quoting Jesus said, be aware of those who are Jews, but they are not. They are a synagogue of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the correct quotation is, be aware of those who are Judean, but not the synagogue of Satan.
Well, there were people of Satan that murdered Christ Jesus, the Pharisees, scribes, Sadducees, the Herodians, their priests in the temple.
I know,
they
were
Edomites and Hittites. Jesus said they were from Cain in Matthew 23 and Luke chapter 11. He said your race, your generation, the Greek word there means your race, your lineage, is responsible for the death of Abel. Excuse me, but Cain killed Abel. He was tracing their lineage to Cain right there. They knew that. They knew what he was saying, even though most preachers and priests today and nominal Christians don't know what he was saying. Murdered him.
I heard even in UN, Billy Graham is saying a lot, Jesus said, be aware of those who are saying of Jews, but they are not, they are synagogue of Satan. But I think the correct quotation is, be aware of those who are the Judean, but they are not, they are the synagogue of Satan.
Well, the word Judean just means a person that lived in the country of Judea. Just like you're an American if you're a United States citizen, you're an American. I'm a Texan, I live in Texas all my life. So the word Judean was just a nationalistic word, and the Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees and the Herodians and their priests in the temple, these Edomites and Hittites, were Judean. They lived there in Judea. They ruled from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and Galilee. But they were Judeans, but that's a nationalistic word, not a racial word.
People saying Jews, but the word Jew didn't appear in the whole Bible.
No, that's right. It does not. It is right. The word is, the Hebrew word means a person, a Judahite of the house of Judah. The Greek means a person that lives in the country of Judea. But there were non-Israelites from Cain living in Judea when Christ Jesus was on the earth. They murdered him. And he traced their lineage to Cain in Matthew 23 and Luke 11, like I've said. And so they were still Judeans, though. Just like you can be a black American, an Oriental American, a white American, you can be, you know, an Indian American. I mean, the word Judean was a nationalistic word. And these Edomites and Hittites from Cain still were Judean, even though their racial lineage was from Cain. And Satan,
hey,
the devil,
and Mike, I'm just curious. I hope you don't mind me asking. Where are you from? You don't sound like you're born in New York.
I'm not even here in the judge. I'm just sitting for vacation. But I listen even in Europe. I listen.
Where are you from? Which country? Country of origin.
I was born in Eastern Germany, but my mom was Czech, so.
Czechoslovakian, Eastern Germany, huh?
Yeah.
Very good.
My dad was Eastern Germany.
I see. I'm very interesting, huh?
Well, you're a Caucasian Israelite, then. I hope you know that.
I've been listening to you for the beginning, from 2000, I think.
Good. Thank you, Mike, for your call. We have to move
along. You should bring back your best friend, the best show you ever done with Gene Smith. But before it was Edgar J. Steele. I love that man.
Oh, yeah,
Steele.
Yeah, I'd like to bring him back sometime, yep. If we can calm him down a bit, that's the only problem. He gets a little carried away. All right. Thank you very much, Mike, for your call. Very good call. Interesting call. Joel will be next when we return. And I want to mention when we come back something about my favorite sponsor here, Cartavite. So you stay with me, Rick Adams, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Give us a call, 800-313-9443. Gene Smith, my guest.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are back now, ladies and gentlemen. Always an interesting call or two here on the program, as you can hear. Cartavite. You might have heard one of Republic Broadcast Network sponsors' commercials, Cartavite. Well, let me tell you, the product is no joke. No one ever said it was. If you're having some health problems, you're getting tired, worn down, then you need to take Cartavite. Cartavite supports your cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. The cell, remember, is the basic unit of life. Plus, Cartavite is all natural. So visit our sponsor today at www.heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com or call 877-928-8822. That's 877-928-8822. All right, let's go back to the phones now. Our number here is 800-313-9443. Gene Smith, our guest, the Bible Truth Man. And Joel is next on the program. Hello, Joel.
Hello. I'm going to go back to the last program that...
Yeah, I think you were one of the skeptics or wanted... You had a point of disagreement, was it you?
Yes, it was.
That's right. Yeah. I thought so. Okay.
And it was about his... When he had a debate with the guy, I don't remember his name.
Yeah,
that guy,
I've got it here.
That
Go
guy,
ahead. That's not important anyway.
Okay. He believed that there was all one race, and he was called the human race. And Gene disagreed with him and asked him and challenged him why there would be blacks and reds and the variations of the human race if they were all one race.
Yeah.
And I would like to explain that better than I think that the other guy did.
Mike Riddle, by the way.
Okay,
who was our
Mike.
Guest.
I'll compare it to dogs. There's a Doberman Pinscher and there's a Chihuahua.
Yep.
And they're actually interfertile, and they're quite different from each other, but they both came from wolves. If you get separated or with the dogs, man did that on purpose. But maybe out in the elements, if they get separated when God sends them away from the Tower of Babel and separated them, then you could. When they get isolated, they're going to start interbreeding and end up a certain way, shape, or color, and that. Mm-hmm. But they're still all humans, and they're interfertile. And that's my comparison. What he's calling a race, I'll compare it to a breed and a dog. There's big variations between the breeds, but they're still dogs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what you're talking about is variety within a kind.
Right.
And the human kinds are the different what we call races. And it's more than just skin color, and you don't change your skin color just because of where you live, and but it's not, like I say, it's more than just that. The skull, the shape of the skulls, and things like this. Forensic science can take a partial skull and determine the characteristics of that skull and determine the racial person by that. DNA you can find out through DNA what race a person is. This could not be the case if we all come from the same human source.
Well,
so the Bible does clearly teach that there were pre-Adamic people created in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. The creation was different. The command to them was different. Male and female were created at the same time. Where Eve was not created until later, after Adam was created. And the commands to the pre-Adamic people and to Adam were totally different. And so the Bible itself, even in the King James English, tells us, if we read it careful enough, that there were the pre-Adamic people or other races created besides Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were the mother and father of the white race. The word Adam comes from the Hebrew word that means to be ruddy, to show blood in the face, and only the white race can do that. The word ruddy is used in the Bible with white, and in Song of Solomon, chapter 5 and verse 10 even. So what I'm saying is what you're talking about is just a variety
within
a race. I mean, we have tall and short people. We have people with blue eyes and green eyes within the white race.
Right.
Different hair color. That's all a variety. That's not a different race. A different race is a different physical characteristic totally. They have different, even diseases. They have different, they have a proclivity for different diseases even.
You have very long answers. Now, you brought up skulls, and I would like to talk about skulls. Because your defense was to prove that we're not all one human race was the shape of the skull. So then I'm going to come back with the shape of a collie skull compared to a bulldog skull. They're quite different, but they are different breeds, but they're still the same. They're still the same animal. They come from a dog.
Well, what you're getting mixed up with is animal. That is a genus. That is a kingdom, and people are just a human kind, but the human genus is what we're talking about. You're talking about different kinds within the animal kingdom, and I'm talking about different kinds or races within the human genus.
Well, why can't
you're getting the word kind mixed up with genus.
Why can't
yes, the other races are human, but we have different kinds of humans, just like we have different kinds of animals. And different animals have different instincts. They have different characteristics. They have different bone structure. And a dog is nothing.
All right, gentlemen, we have the break. Hang on, Joel. And I'll give you a chance to continue with our guest, Gene, okay? Stay where you are. We'll be right back. And, Don, you'll be on also. So we will continue with the questioning on this fascinating program tonight. of Uncensored Radio Free America, only on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All right, I'm back. I haven't disappeared. All right, and we are talking with Gene Smith, Joel from Wisconsin, a point of contention. Gentlemen, please continue. Joel, you heard what Gene has said in response. You're still having a problem with that?
Well, I sure do, because I think if you would replace the word race with the word breed, it makes sense. And I don't understand why he has to divide them into races any deeper than that, so that they end up fighting with, and one's better than the other, and that's just not good.
Well, he never said that one's better than the other, except in one instance, right, Gene?
Yes. Well, of course, the Bible is a book about the generations of Adam. It says in Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. I think Joel would have an argument with God the Father and Christ Jesus, not me, because God the Father and Christ Jesus inspired Moses to write that. The Bible is a book of the race of the history of the Adamic race, the white race, and the Israel people that came through that race. You can't change that fact. It's true from Genesis to Revelation. Now, that doesn't mean, though, that the other races are not human. It doesn't mean that they should be hated because of their race. But the word race is the word kind in Genesis chapter 1, where God said that animals and people would to procreate after their kind. And animals, the animal kingdom has many different kinds of animals. A dog looks nothing like a gorilla, but they're still animals. They have different instincts, different characteristics, but they're still animals. And just like the different races, different races like different music. They have different cultures. The African culture is different from the Oriental culture. The Oriental culture is different from the Middle Eastern Indian culture.
Mm-hmm.
And they're different from the Caucasian culture. And different races have proclivity to different diseases. And like I say, our physical characteristics are different even. It's not just skin color. But God is a God of He's a God of variety. You see variety in all of God's creation, whether it's the plant kingdom, vegetation, crops, whether it's animals or people.
Right.
And this variety is called races when you're dealing with humans, and it's called breeds, I guess you could say, even though breeds in the animal kingdom, a breed can be physically constructed. You can construct your own breed by breeding two different sets of dogs or cats, etc. This has been done.
But you can't cross a man with a dog and get something mixed,
no.
Can you?
And you can't cross a dog with a cat.
Right.
You can't cross a horse with a cow.
Right.
No.
And God the Father in Christ Jesus created the races to stay separate as far as procreation goes.
Right.
That doesn't mean we can't be friends with each other, but we're not to procreate with each other.
Yeah, I have to move along, Joel. I hope that helps you out. I'm glad you called. Thank you for the call. I have another quick point or two, a question. One person said the word Oriental may be considered to be inaccurate by those who are Asians, and they might object to it because you're describing an object, not a person. Have you ever heard that question before?
Well, no, I haven't, but
well, can we substitute the word Asian, Gene, or not?
Well, we have, in ancient history, you have Asia, but Asia was what we would call, we wouldn't call it the Orient.
Right.
We would call Asia in ancient history, we'd call it the area between, in the Mediterranean area. In the Mediterranean, we'd call it ancient Anatolia.
Right.
Was called Asia Minor. We'd call it Asia Minor in ancient history.
Right.
But Asia has been given the name to the Orient. They're actually synonymous, and it's not derogatory at all.
All right, okay. And another question is also off the air, before we take further calls, is having to do with someone who now is the product of miscegenation, someone who is part Spanish, meaning from Spain, which is Europe, or Italian or Greek, and now has as a parent a European and an Oriental, for instance. Now they are no longer purely of the quote white race. Is that right?
That's right.
So now, what does that make them in the eyes of the Lord? Now,
it's adultery in the Bible. I know a lot of people think adultery is just running around your husband or wife.
Right.
Well, the ninth commandment covers that.
Right, but
and
what does that
do
make them? They're no
other.
Longer part of the the descendants now, fully at least. Only
no,
half.
you have mixed blood there, and the Bible talks about mixed blood in Hosea. Even it talks about mixed blood in Hosea.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is. It's called polluted blood, really. And like I say, it's adultery. Adultery is the noun that comes from the verb to adulterate,
right.
Which means to pollute by mixing. Now,
right.
This is true with fabrics. The law of God says not to mix pure fabrics together, and it's true with people. God, the Father in Christ, He has created the races to stay racially pure.
Mm-hmm.
And when Noah was called, he was perfect in his generations, it says. In the Hebrew, that means he was racially pure.
That's right.
Because we know he wasn't morally pure, because no human being's been morally pure.
That's true. Yes, I get it. All right, let me move on now to another caller here. Don Nikoloff. Hi, Don.
Hi, how are you?
You're on with Gene Smith.
Rick, I was on last night, as you remember,
and I
meant to ask you to have Gene Smith on, or to ask when he'd be coming on, and I couldn't believe he was on tonight.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I want to thank you for having him on.
Gene, you're most welcome.
You are so anointed, and I want to congratulate you on your doctorate degree.
Thank you.
Yes, and Dr. Gene.
That's yes, right. Dr. Gene now. So.
Yes, he has a doctorate degree, at least one. Do you have more than one now?
No, just one. That's enough. It took me a long time to just get that.
Sure, sure.
Well, I repeat, you are anointed, and God's going to work miracles through you. So
thank you.
You keep it up.
Thank you very much for that encouragement.
I had a question, and then during the course of what was going on as I was listening and on hold, I thought of another question, but I want to go to my first question. You had mentioned treason, and I opened my good book to 2 Kings 11:14, and there is a passage where Athaliah rents her clothes and cries out, treason, treason. And I was looking at some translations of that word, and I found it interesting that some other versions of the Bible, some other editions, particularly those coming out of Europe, the Douai-Rheims version, which is a French translation, changed the word treason to conspiracy. And I thought, that's interesting, because every time we bring up the topic of treason, the media uses the term conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on the accuracy of that translation. That's my first question.
I think, actually, those two words are synonymous here, and that treason usually is a conspiracy. It's very seldom that you have one person committing treason. If you study, of course, history, all the treasonous events have been a conspiracy, because a conspiracy is more than one person that gets together to do an act or deed. And so all it takes is two people acting together, usually in secrecy, to have a conspiracy and to commit treason. Those two words, I believe, in the Hebrew here, are synonymous, basically.
Yeah, the reason I asked that is because my understanding of treason, it's the highest civil crime you can commit, but conspiracy necessarily isn't.
Yeah, not all treason is bad, and not all conspiracies are bad.
Okay. in the course of the argument or the discussion, we'll say, about the creation of the races, I go back to Enoch, and I question why the book of Enoch was kept out of the Bible, Enoch being the great-grandfather of Noah, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that came up. You brought that up before, didn't you, Dan? Was it you or someone else brought up Enoch?
I may have, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't believe Enoch was ever part of the Bible, because the patriarch Enoch never wrote it. It's been dated back to around the 2nd century B.C., the Essene community there in Qumran in the Middle East there by the Dead Sea had a copy of Enoch, but the carbon dating has dated it to basically that time period. In fact, the Essene community might have even written it. And like I say, to be an authoritative book, you have to have the name of the book's author be the writer of the book.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible, you have Daniel writing Daniel and Ezekiel writing Ezekiel, etc.
Yeah.
You don't have somebody else writing those books, basically. And so Enoch, basically it's a fallacious book also, because it says that it was demons that married women in Genesis chapter 6, verse 1, that they were the sons of God, and that's not true at all. The sons of God were never called demons in the Bible. The sons of God are the Adamites. Even Adam was called a son of God in Luke chapter 3, verse 38. So, therefore, Enoch also was taken to all these different parts of heaven, supposedly, and shown all these different parts of heaven, which violates what Christ Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 13, when he said, "No man has ascended into heaven."
Mm-hmm.
And the book of Enoch is a very, really, literally far-out book. And like I say, it was a part of the Essene community, but it was not a part of the Bible scroll. The Dead Sea Scrolls had all these different scrolls, of course, but the Bible scroll contained the books that we have from Genesis to Malachi, except for the book of Esther.
And Enoch was not a part of the Bible scroll at all. It was just a part of what we would call the Essene library. Just
okay.
Like we have, anybody can have books in their library, but they're not necessarily the Bible, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And these ancient people had the Book of Jubilee, they had which was used to create the Babylon Talmud. Enoch, of course, and they had Epistle of Barnabas and the Shepherd of Hermas and all these other books that were in their library that were popular reading among Christian people.
You probably heard of the lost books of the Bible, the forgotten books of the so forth.
Those are Gnostic Gospels, and they were popular too, but they weren't a part of the Bible, but they were popular in people's libraries.
How did the Book of Esther get into the Scriptures, if I may interject here, Gene?
You asking me?
Yes.
Well, I believe that it crept in during the time after the Maccabee revolt. You had these Edomites that were taken into the Judean community, and I believe they created the Book of Esther, and which is really not a very historical book at all. It never mentions God. It's the only book in the Bible that doesn't mention one of the Hebrew names for God or the Lord. The history, like I say, is very suspicious also. And the story of Esther doesn't fit in with the story of the Bible at all. It's like an afterthought in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, the Dead Sea Scrolls definitely prove that it was not a part of the people's Bible. The Essene community lived around the 2nd century B.C.,
sure.
Even up until the time of the Roman occupation of Jerusalem in 70 A.D. And they never had Esther as part of their Bible scroll. And,
I'll second that motion.
So I just don't believe. I believe Esther came in as basically a Pharisaic book put in there by the Pharisees during the time of probably Herod the Great, I imagine.
But it is part of the Word of God in one sense, isn't it? And that is that it shows the M.O. of the children of Cain, doesn't it?
Yes. And, of course, the name Esther is a Persian name.
Yes.
And all the names of the books of the Bible that we have are Hebrew names. Daniel was called Belteshazzar, but his Hebrew name is Daniel, and we have the book of Daniel, not his Babylonian name.
That's right.
And so, but Esther is the
Persian name
of the queen, and so that book is not entitled with a Hebrew name as all the other books of the Law and the Prophets are.
All right.
Now,
could
I ask you one
more
question?
Quickly, yes.
I agree with your assertion about the pre-Adamic races. If we were to trace, let's say, from Adam to Noah, we would put Enoch somewhere in the middle there. And could it not be an explanation for the creation of the current races that through the scattering of the sons of Noah, possibly interbreeding with the pre-Adamic races, that we have the races we have now?
Well, that's mongrelization. That's not creating a new race. The races are pure. The black race is pure, and the, I guess I should say, I don't know if I should say Asian or Oriental, but all these races were created pure. Even Adam and Eve and the white race were created pure, and God, the Father in Christ Jesus, want that to stay that way. And when you interracially marry and produce children, you're not producing another race. You're basically mongrelizing two races. It's just as wrong for the black race to interracially marry as it is for the white race. And the Bible calls it polluting blood. And it goes against the will of God, the Father in Christ Jesus, in Genesis chapter 1, when he says that even animals should multiply after their kind. And that applies to people also. You don't produce another race by interracially marrying. No, you produce just a mongrelization.
Yeah. My question is, what happened to the autonomy of the sons of Noah then, as they scattered about to the different?
They traced the lineage of the sons of Noah in Genesis chapter 10. They became like Canaan. Nimrod founded Assyria and Nineveh and Babylon, and all of the sons of Noah and their future generations were basically the founders of the white race again in the areas of Assyria and Babylon, and eventually, of course, Israel. and the Canaanites, who were members of the white race also, and who were polluted by the Hittites, the children of Cain, which is another subject we could talk about later, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I'm taking up a bunch of time.
No, the sons of Noah produced only the white, more of the white race, especially in the area of the Middle East, we would say.
Okay. Thank you very much, Don, for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Before I take a break and try to squeeze in another call or so, I did want to ask a question. You know, getting back to World War II and how Israelite was pitted against Israelite, and the children of Cain were financing the war.
Yeah.
We saw Italians and Germans, for instance. And how does Iceland fit into the picture there? Was what relationship did the Russian and German war have on Iceland, and what tribe were they?
Well, the Iceland was founded by the Vikings, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric the Red founded Iceland, and then his son, then they moved to Greenland, and his son Leif Erikson, of course, came to North America, came to Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and even down into Maine, some Vikings.
All right, can you hold that and answer the question when we come back, Gene? Very good. We'll do that. And I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, How Time Flies. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Hey, we're back. back. I'm telling you, interesting conversations off air, too, as well. We're learning more and more about things. But anyway, Gene, that question that I asked about Iceland was asked by a listener who wanted to know. And during World War II, of course, the Russians took, they took the Baltic Republic, so we gave it to them, of course. And Germany, of course, was the counterforce to that. And what role did Iceland play, as far as you're concerned, in terms of the tribes of Israel, which you've just explained, and also within the political, geopolitical context?
Well, like I say, Iceland was discovered by the Vikings, who were Israelites.
Right.
And Iceland really has kind of been, as far as World War II goes, I'm sure there were Icelandic people that fought in World War II, but Iceland itself was kind of, because of its situation, just like Greenland, was kind of protected, you might say, from the from Germany and the Italian Axis military, because the Germans, of course, could not take England, and they could not, therefore, they could not have controlled Iceland or Greenland either. And and Iceland and Greenland were basically on the Allied side, of course. And in Iceland, Greenland have always been inhabited by white people. I mean, you don't find any other race basically living in Iceland today.
What
and
what better way to effect a global New World Order than to purge the gene pool, if I may use that term, by war? And that is exactly what happened in the two world wars.
Yeah, well, we fought each other. The,
yes.
The nominal Jew Zionist had us fighting each other.
Typically.
And they loved to get us fighting each other like they did in the uncivil war here in America, and like they've done in, you know, in, with, between Britain and France and Britain and Spain and like you say, World War One and Two, they love for the Caucasian Israelites to fight each other because
and
we kill
like
each
what
other.
What we're doing now in the Middle East, exactly.
Yeah, well, we're fighting our Arab cousins. The Iraqis are our Arab cousins from Ishmael and Abraham. They have the same father we have, Abraham. And now the nominal Jew Zionists and the Israelites over there, they have us fighting our cousins, the Arabs. And a lot of those Arabs claim to be Christian, by the way, in
Doing
Iraq.
What they do best. You know, Gene, let me just give time, because I don't think we're going to have time to take another call.
All right.
I want to have you have the time right now to just give people a way to contact you again.
All right. Well, they can contact me, of course, through my email, BibleTruthMan@Yahoo.com. That's BibleTruthMan@Yahoo.com. Then go to my website, www.BibleTruthMan.com. That's www.BibleTruthMan.com for a listing of the cassette tapes and literature I'll send them upon request. They can phone me at 817-483-1485, 817 area code, 483-1485. They can also write me at Dr. Gene Smith at P.O. Box 151433. That's P.O. Box 151433, Arlington, Texas, ARLINGTON, Arlington, Texas. The zip is 76015. 76015 is the zip code.
And tomorrow you'll be on shortwave and the internet, I suppose, right?
Yes, I'll be on shortwave 7465 on the dial at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow afternoon. 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday, Sabbath afternoon, and 5 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday afternoon on 7465.
It's been my pleasure, Gene. Thank you again for being with me.
You'll be on my program next Friday night.
Next Friday night, I'll be on your show, and we'll talk about Pearl Harbor Day, among other things. And thank you again, Gene.
Yeah, that'll be Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on 5070. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you again, Gene, and good night to you. God bless now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you again Monday night, Lord willing, in the second hour for 1 hour program. That's 10 o'clock Central Time. Rick Adams, good night.